WJTL, that's Sons of Sunday. God did. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday at 7:21.
Your weather forecast for today is looking partly sunny with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high of 80. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, low of 64. And your winning Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high of 81. Right now, seeing 63 in Mannheim.
Our very special guest this morning, our friend Tim Farrell, is here from Lancaster Prayer Breakfast. Several years ago, Tim brought us some, was it donuts?
Croissants.
For the morning show. And it happened to be a light snow that morning. And when he backed out and left, I had to go out and take a picture and send it to him. Just the way he pulled in, ran in with the croissants, pulled out, It made two hearts in the parking lot out here.
I love that.
And it's always a reminder when I see that come up, Tim, every year that we love you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good morning to you. Thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we talk about the Lancaster Prayer Breakfast, I want to ask you about your life first. Can you share that with us this morning?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a hard one. I've never actually really chosen a life verse. But I would say that currently I have a couple stations of life verse. And I've been driven to these two verses, it was actually 2 years ago this week that I was supposed to be on radio with you, and I had a heart attack.
Right.
November 1st of last year, I was diagnosed with cancer. And so God has driven me to two verses. 1 Chronicles 22:18a, which reads, "Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not given you peace on every side?" John 14:27 reads, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid."
Wow.
I rest in those verses.
Yeah. Amen. Let's talk about Lancaster Prayer Breakfast. It's coming up in November. Tell us all about it.
Well, November 7th. That's the first Friday of November at Shady Maple. Doors open at 6:45 in the morning. We conclude by 9 o'clock, so you business folks, you can be on your way. We've landed on the following format. Once breakfast is over, our MC, Tracy Jones, will bring everyone, bring all their attention together, and we start our time of prayer. And the way it works is our prayer leader is given the first several minutes to bring to the crowd whatever God has laid on their heart relative to their segment of prayer. And then they turn it to the table. So around the tables, each table will take the next 4 minutes or so in prayer for that area. And then the prayer leader finishes off with the last 2 minutes. Then we move right to the next segment and keep moving until we get to that just before the 9 o'clock hour. Our goal was never to end at nine. Our goal was to always end early. And so far, we've been able to do that.
And good for you.
Yeah. But when you think about prayer, you'll find this quote on the LancasterPraise.com website. This is a quote from Charles Spurgeon. "When asked, what is more important, praying or reading the Bible? His response is, I ask, what is more important, breathing in or breathing out?"
Great. That's a great quote.
Prayer, something that is readily available for all of us, yet probably one of the least utilized tools that God's given us.
Yeah.
And so it's so definitely needed.
This is your fourth year.
Correct.
Of doing the prayer breakfast. What have you seen after the prayer breakfast? I know you have goals. You want these prayers to really impact our community. What have you seen after the past prayer breakfast that you're like, yeah, that's why we're doing this?
Well, so far, I would say the answer to that question is just in the comments that we've received. It was such a great blessing to be together. It was a great blessing to spend time in prayer. To see 400 people come together and worship. Worship in that environment is slightly different than a church environment. Think about the architecture of a church. Usually it's a higher ceiling. So the sound goes up, gets lost in the ceiling. A shady maple, your ceiling is relatively, normal height. And so you got 400 people just, spending 10, 15 minutes of just worshiping Jesus is just so powerful. And then what we also do is, we understand that there may be some folks in the room that, corporate prayer, public prayer might be a little unfamiliar. So within the program each year, we've been providing written prayers. So if someone's uncomfortable with the corporate prayer or praying out loud, they could sit there quietly around the table and just utilize the prayers that have been written by different committee members. One of our goals is to ultimately make the website, LancasterPraise.com, as a go-to resource center. So you can go in the future and find, well, where are prayer things happening? Where can I go? Well, you need any other type of resource that relative to prayer is what our goal is for our website. Moving ahead into the next several weeks, you'll start hearing the prayer breakfast ads on this station, WJTL. Yesterday, advertisements started on WDAC. You'll see billboards, digital billboards, popping up in the next week or so. There'll be a few yard signs around to bring your attention to LancasterPraise.com. We want to drive people to the website to register to get there. You will not be unhappy by spending that 2 hours at Shady Maple on that morning.
Lancaster Prayer Breakfast coming up Friday, November 7th. Doors open at 6:30. The buffet begins at 6:45. It concludes by 9. Shady Maple is the place. Lancaster Praise, P-R-A-Y-S, LancasterPraise.com is where you can get your tickets, where you could sign up. Join in with 400 other believers in lifting your prayers up to the Lord for our community, for our country, for yourself as well. Tim, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much.
It's always great to see you. Back to the music we go with Stephen Curtis Chapman. This is Let Us Pray on WJTL. Good morning.